Bruce Johnson here, and today I want to talk to you about how to create a more accountable staff team and or organization. How do you create a more accountable staff team and or organization? If you're like most of the business owners or entrepreneurs that I know, chances are you frequently get frustrated with your staff. Like, why in the world can't they just get their work done? Do you often say that? It's not just frustrating because they're not getting their work done. It's frustrating because you know what the potential of your business or organization is. You know how many more clients you could be helping. You know how many more projects you could be getting done. You know how much more revenue you could be generating if people would just get their work done. So if you're frequently frustrated by that, let's figure out how to fix that today. And the way I want to help you fix that is I want to give you a framework that I just shared with our Accelerator program members the other day about what we call the 6 C's of accountability. How do you build an accountable staff team or an accountable organization? And so what I want to do is I want to take you to the computer, and I'm going to show you this framework. And once you get this framework, it'll help you figure out how you can begin to make some different decisions to be able to build a more accountable business or accountable staff team and accountable organization. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. So let's go to the computer. Let's take a look at it. And here you go. Here are the 6 C's. And by the way, if you're listening to this by podcast, just imagine a circle with 6 smaller circles around it. Very simple framework to be able to use. So here you go. The 6 C's of accountability. The first C is going to be clarity. Clarity. It's really difficult to hold somebody accountable if it's not clear what you're holding them accountable to. Now, what you think might be clear and what they might think are going to be is clear might be two completely different things. If you're married, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You think you clearly communicate something to your spouse thinks something completely different, and you're in love with them. Guess what? It happens with your staff team all the time and even more. So if you think you're clear, chances are you're probably not as clear if you have some employee problems. In fact, years ago, I was meeting with Ken Blanchard of the 1 Minute Manager fame. We were at Cornell University. We're sitting in an auditorium, and we're just talking about the subject. And he made this comment. He said, Bruce, I can go into any Fortune 500 company in the country. I can walk up to any employee. And if I ask them, do you know what you're responsible to? Do you know what your boss's expectations are for you? He said that 9 out of 10 will say no. Now, think about that. 9 out of 10, 90% don't know what's expected of them. He said, it's even worse. He said, because 25 years ago, I wrote the 1 Minute Manager, and I said, there are only 3 things managers have to do, one of which is to clarify expectations. So if you think it's clear, chances are it's probably not clear. So you may want to start there. You can't hold someone accountable if the expectations between the two of you are radically different. So you need to clarify, what are your expectations for them that day, that week, that month, that quarter, that year? What are your expectations related to this project? What are your expectations about the level of excellence that you're expecting, et cetera? What's in your brain needs to be clearly communicated to them, or it's going to be really hard to have an accountable organization, because if you don't have clarity, it all dies there. In fact, my rule here in the BizScalers Club is that 80% of employee performance problems are related to a lack of clarity of expectations, like 80% of them. So start there. You probably need to fix that one first. So that's the first C, clarity. The second C is culture. So if you don't have the right culture, and culture is that 24/7 driver of your business, then you're going to have a hard time building in accountability. And most businesses don't have a culture of accountability. They have a culture of non-accountability. And I can guarantee you this is true in most businesses. And here's why. Because I have this conversation all the time. And someone will say, I just don't understand why Sally doesn't get her work done. I mean, she consistently doesn't get her work done. And I'll always say, so why do you think that is? And then they'll always say, I don't know why. I mean, she just consistently doesn't. And I keep thinking, but why do you think that's true? Like, if somebody can consistently not get their work done and not have a consequence of that, that's a problem, right? So there's no culture of accountability. There's a culture of non-accountability. I do a weekly leadership lesson for our BizScalers members, and one of them is, most people revert to the lowest level of accountability. So if you're not holding somebody accountable, the culture then is a culture of non-accountability. And therefore, they're always going to revert to that lowest level. Even if you're absolutely clear on what the expectation is, if they can get away with not getting it done on time or not get done at the level that you want it to be done, then you don't have a culture of accountability. You have a culture of non-accountability. And you've got to fix that one. And you can learn about culture and other videos we've done. But you're going to have to create that with your story and with modeling, et cetera. But you need to create a culture of accountability. If you don't have that and people can get away with not getting work done, that's the second C you probably should start working on. Then the third C is cadence. Cadence. Now, cadence is the system in which you're regularly reviewing and doing something. So if you want to right now, for example, we're working on strategic plans. I'm recording this in November. And you know, a lot of companies work on their strategic plan. What do? Well, they pull out the plan from last year that they haven't looked at for 12 months or 10 months. That's a terrible cadence, right? Because once a year is a bad cadence. If you were to just look at that every quarter, in other words, you increase the cadence from yearly to quarterly, that's better. If you were to increase the cadence from quarterly to monthly, so instead of once a year, now you're looking at it 12 times a year and holding people accountable to it, the probability of your plan getting completed increases dramatically. If you were to then move that down to weekly accountability, then you now have 52 accountability sessions as opposed to one accountability review session, right? You just increase the cadence. One of our leadership lessons is cadence trumps intention. So people may have good intentions, but if they don't have the right cadence, then you've got a problem. We probably spent 45 minutes talking about how do you build that right cadence and what do you do in each one of those meetings so that you can really make sure that you're creating a culture where things are getting done and now you're growing faster and you as the leader are feeling better because now people are getting their work done at the level you want them to get it done. So cadence is really important. So you got clarity, culture, cadence. The fourth C is capabilities. Now, holding somebody accountable for something that they don't have the ability to do is usually a bad idea. So you have to make sure you're matching the right project with the person, or you have to build those capabilities into that person or get them the coaching that they need so they have the capabilities to get that thing done. You also need to make sure that they have the resources necessary to be able to get that done. And they also have to have the time capability to do this. So if they've got 20 things on there and you're adding this next one, you need to reprioritize for them to make sure that they have the capability and say, okay, these things are less important, this is more important. So therefore, they're going to be able to get the thing done when they need to get it done. So if you want to create accountability, you need to make sure all these C's are there. So you've got clarity, culture, cadence, capability. The fifth C is communication. One of the major problems that most business owners and entrepreneurs have is they like to announce something and then move on. Okay, it's a very bad strategy for accountability. You need to increase the amount of communication that you have, not just in the cadence time, but throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the quarter, throughout the year, to make sure that the things that you want to have done are regularly getting done. And so you can automatically double or triple, that's one of our rules here in BizScalers, the amount of communication that you have. Whatever it is, you could probably double or triple it. Until people start mocking you, you haven't said anything enough. And when they start mocking you, you're just starting to get in the range of saying it enough. You need to keep saying it some more. So whatever your communication is with your team, you're just going to need to up that significantly if you want to create great accountability so that people are getting done the work they're supposed to be getting done. And then the last C, so we've got clarity, culture, cadence, capabilities, communication. The last C is consequences. Remember what we discussed earlier, you know, Sally's consistently not getting her work done. And you know, part of my frustration with leaders is you how can somebody continue to stay employed and not get stuff done? That makes zero sense to me. There has to be some kind of consequence if you want to have real accountability. So the consequence could be negative in the sense of a crucial conversation. It might be a PIP, a performance improvement plan, or it might ultimately be termination. So there have to be some negative consequences so that you can't have people consistently not get stuff done. On the other hand, consequences are also positive, so don't forget that. You need to have positive consequences because you know what gets rewarded gets done. You need to reward people, and sometimes that could be as simple as just a note or an email or text. Sometimes it could just be walking by their office and saying something. Sometimes it needs to be a gift. Sometimes it needs to be a free dinner someplace. Sometimes the reward needs to be the opportunity for growth and new challenges. Sometimes the consequence needs to be money. Like whatever the consequence is, you need to be thinking about it all the time because you want to build a culture and an organization of accountability. All six C's matter. Now, just think about this for a moment. If you were to look at all six of these and say, now, if all six of these were true in my company right now, if everyone had clarity, we had a culture of accountability, we had the right cadence in place, everyone had the right capabilities, we communicated more frequently about this, and there were consequences, positive and negative, what do you think the probability is that your plans would get done better and faster than they are right now? Like super high, right? So take this framework, use it, and if you want to go deeper with it, you should check out the BizScalers Club at scalingclub.com. But right now, you can use this and use this framework right now, this week in your company. Start working on one of them, and over the next quarter, you should be able to implement all six of these C's into your company. And if you do, I think you're really going to enjoy it. So hopefully you enjoyed today's framework and this video. If you did, pass this along to some other business owners you know. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it by podcast, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Because my commitment to you week in and week out is to make sure that we're giving you practical, tactical ideas that you can begin to implement to be able to grow and scale your company faster. And again, if you're interested, want to go deeper on any of this, make sure you check out the BizScalers Club at scalingclub.com, scalingclub.com. So until next week, to your accelerated success, Bruce out.